Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So, we solemnly, raise your hand. I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
Gandhi's not saying anything.
I don't know. Gandhi, I need to know what I'm swearing to.
I'll start over.
I
state your name.
State your name.
You're supposed to say state your name.
Froggy.
Do solemnly swear not to throw anyone under the bus during this 15-minute morning show podcast.
Do solemnly swear not to throw anyone under the bus during this 15-minute show podcast.
Gandhi didn't say it. I can't promise.
I don't know where we're going. I can't promise. You guys are all liars.
You guys, I've been watching every single 15-minute morning show podcast has been nothing but you people throwing each other under the fucking bus.
No, it's mostly scary. Not true. Not true. See that right there?
He threw you under the bus.
That's what I was going for.
That's terrible. But I will say this. Garrett, before I walked in here, Garrett's like, oh, you wait till the podcast. So Garrett.
So you're throwing Garrett under the bus.
No, you're
throwing Garrett under the bus.
See, this is why I didn't swear, because you guys already broke your solemn swears.
Yeah, exactly.
Idiots.
I just swore. I swore to Elvis that I would not throw anybody under the bus. Okay. But if I did, it would be scary. No, but I was telling you earlier, Elvis, I got to experience Scary in his natural habitat. We've all seen Scary's videos when he goes out to dinner and how he like meticulously like angles his camera for Instagram and shoots, and he's like the Steven Spielberg of Instagram food videos. Well, Scary was at dinner with me on Saturday night. He's gone from the table for like 20 minutes. Automatically, most of the table goes, oh, he's probably pooping. No. Scary's wandering around the restaurant like a tourist in Times Square filming things for Instagram. It was interesting being on the other side of the perspective as opposed to watching the video.
Have you ever seen influencers in the wild on Instagram? It's an amazing account. It's actually people filming people
doing TikToks or, you know, you just got to get footage. Yeah, you look a little idiotic doing it, but hey,
time out for a second.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing in there, Scotty? Christopher Josh is like putting a drumstick on his wiener and acting like it's his private parts.
Because
he's beating you with
it. They're trying to distract and mess with me and scare me and throw things at me, but I'm trying to keep my composure.
Did you guys see that?
I totally saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then they both disappeared out of the studio once you called them out for it.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're back.
Oh, there he is.
What are you guys doing? Coastal Boy Josh, what are you trying to do to poor Scotty's career?
I was poking him with my wood.
Before this started, he came in, scared the hell out of me, and I threw water all over the place.
God.
Did you go, oh?
Yes.
He did. We all heard it.
He did.
Yeah, we all heard it. We were actually doing our jobs.
Stop!
Sorry.
And then what happened with the Theragun?
They scare me. I don't know that that's coming. I just want to be left alone. I can't wait for the new studios. No one to bother me.
No, that's
why do
not
you think
true.
That's going to be the case?
Because apparently it's a tiny little space and I'm just sitting in there by myself.
Yes, but you're going to miss everybody and you're going to go, oh.
No, I'll see through the glass. It'll be great.
I shouldn't have asked for this.
We'll have to booby trap it. We're going to booby trap your new studio.
Please. Can you please make a trap door under his seat?
Exactly. I'm going to put a Theragun on his chair.
Cameras everywhere.
It vibrates his prostate.
Speaking of scaring Scotty, there is a video that we did earlier in the week where I would like to say Scotty did not fart in the video. I added a fart, and then people were convinced
that
Scotty farted in a video when we scared him.
Hey, by the way, are we teetering on throwing under the bus right here? We're good so far. We're just telling stories.
Fine. I'm a good sport.
I think Garrett just threw himself under the bus.
I threw myself under the bus.
I'm not smart.
Scotty,
all right, that's
so
allowed. Hey, let's do a 15-minute morning show podcast of us throwing ourselves under the bus. That's
okay.
Allowed.
All right, I went go first. Ahead. Who's next?
Nate, you go next because a lot of material.
Really?
That's pseudo you throwing him under the bus.
Come on, man. You've been riding me all day. All day I've been ridden by you.
Because this room has had no cohesiveness. It's had no direction. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Does it have to have a direction?
Yeah.
I would prefer that. You know what? Yeah. When you host your own show one day, Scary, you'll need a little direction. I promise you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that happening sometime soon, maybe?
No.
you have an announcement to make.
Is there something coming I should know about?
Well, you should make the announcement. Your new show that you're starting. Go.
No, I always see a lot of texts go by that say, sometimes when we're the most disorganized, That's sometimes the funniest stuff that comes out of us for some reason. They call us the Seinfeld of radio. I don't know. Listen, I don't know if it's entertaining or not. I'm just going by sometimes what I see from
sometimes.
Feedback.
Yeah.
You know?
Done.
Okay. I'm trying to think of how to throw myself under the bus.
Who's next?
It's gotta be something. Help me out, Nate.
I can I can throw myself under the bus to Elvis. I told you guys this the other day, but Elvis wasn't here on the podcast. Do you remember a week or two ago at the very beginning of the show when the audio dropped out? And you're like, I can't hear anything. We're just gonna go in blind, whatever, because and something happened and you couldn't hear everybody anymore. Well, I accidentally had all the mics in there turned on through my board, and I screwed up the whole beginning of that show. So I'm just letting you know.
Oh, no, I knew about that.
What are you talking about? Who threw me under the bus?
I knew that you did that.
No, you didn't.
You just said you admitted it on the podcast, and he's watched every podcast for the last week.
Oh, you watched the podcast?
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Well, how come you didn't send me an angry text like you're an idiot?
Because I think you understand that it was a mistake, and we moved on.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If you own up to the mistake... Fine.
Right. I always own up to mistakes, but it takes me a while.
Let's do that. Everyone own up to a mistake, and I'll forgive you. That'll be this show. Go.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone who's first.
I'm trying to think of something.
I really don't make a lot, so it's
so few and far between. I can't remember the last one I made.
So crazy. No, I agree with Nate, though. As soon as you just say, like, yeah, I did it. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
I fucked up. Sorry.
And then you move on.
Move on.
A lot of people try to make all the excuses
for why
they didn't make a mistake or it wasn't their fault, and then that just sends people into a tizzy. Yeah. You can just shut it down. Boom. Yep, I did it. My bad. Just trying to think what I did.
I'm trying to decipher this text that just came through. Hi, this is Joe, who just played the music game.
Oh. Right?
Just wanted to say I love you guys. Chandigarth, you're a great painter. Keep it up.
I think that was meant to be Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Yes.
Oh, Chandigarh.
That's a new one.
That's your new name, Chandigarh.
Elvis, you're the best, and you're a great host in person. Danielle, you're wonderful and beautiful. We need more talking and less music. Love listening to you guys every day. It's the Elvis, Danielle, and Chandigarh show.
Not to be that guy.
People definitely spell that.
But he spelled "you're" wrong in every single one of his uses.
Oh, that's
wait. That's the problem, and not Chandigarh.
No, it is. I'm just saying.
Don't you think it was voice to text? Are we?
Isn't Chandigarh a Pokemon?
That's Charizard.
Oh, you turned Gandhi into Chandigarh.
I was going to give voice to text. Scotty, you're right. I thought voice to text when I first started to say that. But there's no way Gandhi became Chandigarh in voice to text. So then,
well, it's probably worse than voice to text. He's probably texting and driving because he told us he was driving while he was listening.
Right.
So he's texting.
We're throwing the listener under the bus now.
I know. You know. To be honest, Froggy, he was saying nothing but very kind things about us. So you could have maybe given a little slack on the "your" versus "your" versus.
I understand, but he used "your" wrong 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Like, you think he would have got one right? Just saying.
He's texting and driving. Leave him alone.
And you technically didn't say you can't Google these things while we're giving you the lyrics, because I definitely heard some Googling going on.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's kind of hard to prove, except for his, because you could hear the clicking. Yeah.
Do you think there'll ever be a point where society just won't care about "your" anymore, and it'll just be one spelling? And
yeah,
that's
about
it?
5 years ago it started.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah.
Dude, TikTok is all you're this, you're that. We're always the wrong "you're."
But the thing that makes me crazy is when, like, stores have professional signs made up and they have shit spelled wrong and use the wrong punctuation. Like, what sign maker is making signs with the wrong stuff on it?
Right.
A smart one, because then when you realize it, you take it back to that sign guy and be like, "Hey, you got to fix it." And then he gets paid twice.
Hey, people make mistakes. I've had times where I've sent something out, it had the wrong "your" on it. I didn't mean to do it, or maybe the thing did it. I don't know. It went out.
Can we ask the parents? Like,
when you have to put someone in a position where they are like next to Satan and they're pieces of shit because they don't use the wrong right "your," let it fucking go, man.
Exactly.
Let it go.
Here's a question. So, Danielle.
Yeah.
Your kids, if they're writing a paper, is there huge emphasis on grammar and spelling?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. So that we can't blame the schools.
No.
Now it's just laziness.
Look, you know, I see it if people do a wrong "your," but I don't think we have to, like, take out an ad and, like, send those big displays of light shows up in the air to say,
"Well,
I wasn't saying fuck.
I wasn't saying kill the guy. I was just pointing it out. I was only trying to be, like, comical. Sorry.
I guess I'm addicted to a restaurant.
Shut up, Froggy.
There was a restaurant by me that put out a thing that said "kids eat free," and it was KID apostrophe S, and I wouldn't go there.
You showed them.
No, I'm just saying.
Not getting their free food.
That shit makes me crazy. I know that's so stupid, and I'm such an asshole, but I mean, those
things. So you starve your kids.
No, I went somewhere else.
He paid for that food.
Because of a sign?
Yeah, it bothers me.
You're the cheapest man alive?
So, it bothers me, that's all.
I mean, if we're going down this road, there is this deli locally called Vito's, V-I-T-O apostrophe S. Well, they unveiled a new sign yesterday, and I was trying to figure it out. And this is permanent now in front of the store. It's called Vito's and Son with the ampersand. So it's V-I-T-O apostrophe S and Son. And I'm like, that doesn't roll off the tongue right. Something sounds wrong with that. Like, it sounds weird.
It should be Vito and Sons.
Vito and Son. Right. But it's Vito's and Son. So anyway, but I'm not going to get into a tizzy about it. I feel like Elvis here. Just, you know, give people a break. Let them off the hook.
Those who get into tizzies, there's a restaurant that used to be Someone and Sons, and I guess they hate their dad. It's just now called And Son. Have you seen that?
Brilliant.
No.
Yeah, look it up. It's And Son. It's like, well, what happened to dad or whoever the fuck it was? I don't know.
That's funny.
Just wondering. Anyway, I got to go to the ATM machine later.
Would you go to an ATM machine if someone, Scotty and Froggy, if someone said that, would you not go to the ATM machine?
If there was a sign over it that said ATM machine, I wouldn't use it.
You know what? I'm not worried about going to my ATM machine because it has a shitload of more money in it than yours does.
The M is for money.
So I'll probably just call it all anything I want.
I will say, hold on. I did one time I was on the phone with an insurance company and they did ask me if I could provide them with my VIN number. And I was like, I asked them to repeat themselves. I'm like, what was that?
Did you really?
Yeah. I'm like, you need what? And they're like, we need your VIN number.
You could fry an egg on
okay, so
right now.
Yesterday I was in a doctor's office and when I checked in, the woman said, since your last visit, has your demographic changed? And I said, I'm still white. I don't know what you mean. You know, like your home address, your phone number. I said, that's not my demographic. That's my information. no, it's your demographic. So I was like, no, I'm correct, right? That's not a demographic.
I'm assuming the only demographic that could change is maybe your age a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's
since 5 days earlier?
Or how many people in the household, maybe?
You never know. What if you had a birthday between the two?
Yeah, I don't think that would be my demographic. Would be anyway,
well,
just a weird,
if your demographic was 25, 54, and you turned 55, 4 days ago, you technically are in a different demographic.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's true.
I want to know what Chandigarh thinks about this. What do you think?
Well, wasn't a couple of weeks ago somebody called you Chahabra, and when I questioned them, they said, oh, voice to text. Like, what do you have to say to your phone to get it to say Chahabra?
And how did their phone learn that?
Yeah.
No, I have no idea. The only time I ever will deliberately correct people is if you try to shit on me in my comment section on my page and then you spell things incorrectly, I just go underneath and correct the spelling.
Well, they were assholes first.
Exactly. So then sometimes you have to match the energy.
Let's all test it out. Take out your phones and do voice to text and see what Gandhi comes up as.
It comes up as Gandhi.
Mine comes up as Gandhi.
I've done it before. And it says it comes up as
but it could be because she's in our contacts.
Right.
Oh, is that what it does?
We text her all the time. So.
Yeah.
Oh, on mine it just came up as Donnie.
Donnie. Your own phone doesn't know you.
My own phone.
That should be your new artist name, too.
Donnie. Now, one of the things that really irritates me is, I know we've talked about this before, but if you email me and you spell my name incorrectly in the email that you're sending to me, I don't really understand it because my email address is the correct spelling of my name. So all you have to do is look at it and then you get it correct and it doesn't happen often. I get that a lot. So
even if they're giving you free money in the email?
That's never happened. Like not one time. But I'll take those.
I don't know. Yeah. I think your personal name is a very, very important thing.
I told you that's one of the things my dad always stressed to us. Your name is very important. If someone doesn't spell it right or get it right, you have every right to correct them.
Good. You know, there are people that have worked here for almost as long as me that still spell my name S-C-O-T-T-I-E, and it makes me nuts.
Yep.
Nuts.
It's Scott.
which you hate just as much.
I just don't get how people take Garrett and turn it into Gary. Like, I'm pretty sure I pronounce the T's. Like,
you get Gary a lot?
Yeah. I get Gary so much.
That's okay. I get scary, scurvy. I get all of it.
Scurvy seems appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're an influencer. How do they not know your name?
I get all of that shit.
I get groggy. I get groggy all the time. And I'm like, you know, I feel groggy, so that's fine. You can call me that if you'd like. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Skeeter.
See, those ones I could actually see being autocorrect. Yeah. Groggy, because my phone has done that. Scary, same with you.
Plus, the G and the F are next to each other, so that could be a typo.
Correct.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Groggy.
But also when I see, because there are lots of, you know, Gandhi, the real Gandhi, not me, quotes, and there will be a quote, and then underneath it's spelled incorrectly there, and I just think, why? Why did this happen? Mm-hmm. Happen at Target. Target, count your days, as Diamond says.
Oh my God, I can't believe she said that. She just told a major, 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 worldwide, huge institution of a corporation, watch your days.
Yeah.
Because they brought her a meatball rather than ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with where she was coming from.
You know, I when I do Instacart, you're supposed to substitute as best you can, you know, but the people can complain about it.
But aren't you also supposed to ask them, hey, is it okay if I substitute this chicken cutlet for grilled chicken?
Half the time those jerks are not paying attention to their phone and I'm standing there with chicken in my hand. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
But then don't they just not get the chicken?
No,
you didn't answer.
No, because you're supposed to substitute it. And then they're not supposed to be pissed because they weren't paying attention.
But don't substitute meatball.
Meatball and ground beef, they don't substitute.
No.
Well, can you just smush it or pull it apart?
Then no, because a meatball from Target probably has seasoning already in it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, it's Target. It might not.
You know what I miss? Scotty B and I used to go on dates to IKEA and watch the planes take off by Newark and eat Swedish meatballs when we worked in promotions
so
together.
Those meatballs were great. I remember
those. I know. I love those.
Yeah. And the lingonberries.
What are those?
We got to get out of here.
It's what's on your butt when you wipe your toilet paper.
When lingonberries, when lingonberries comes up, it's time to end the show.
Lingonberries. I just play with lingon logs.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Lingon logs.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.